Amy Gerstler's poems are a bit like tiny museums, repositories for the idiosyncratic and peculiar details of contemporary life. In one of her poems, she describes her muse as a skinny magician, a tuxedoed boss, a sweaty and uncertain man who doesn't know chalk from cheese and did not receive proper dental care when young. Joining us today from member station WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana, is our poetry guide, Kathy Bowman.
Hi, Noah.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome. Tell us, please, about Amy Gerstler.
Well, Amy Gerstler was born in San Diego, and she currently lives in L.A. Her poems don't really describe that landscape, though. Instead, they are driven by the imagination. She recreates her world. These imaginings, along with her cool wit, make her a shining star on the West Coast scene. Let's listen to her first poem. It's called Her Account of Herself. And she's asking a question, how do you account for a life?
Her account of herself. Born at the onset of this tranquilizer age, I spent decades awakening, wandering this nation's dazzling displays of petticoats and neckties. I grew into a needle-nosed scribbler, a tight-lipped wallflower, seated between lively Philistines at banquets and sacrifices. Such am I, a barren head hanger, a secret rabbit breeder, addicted to bonbons, and collecting botanically accurate hand-tinted etchings of flowering cacti since time out of mind. I kept my legs crossed, just as instructed, for a hideously long time. I still have trouble telling the difference between progress and pathology. Hate getting my face wet, will not eat banana squash, learn to ride a bike at 20, experience difficulty warming up. Were there a museum of me, it might contain my fur muff, my pup's first leather collar, necklaces I made as a child by stringing watermelon seeds, my hearing aid, 5 mother-of-pearl buttons from my unhappy grandmother's blouse. She never wanted to marry, but got pregnant, and that was that. A lopped-off ponytail, a red eucalyptus leaf that stuck to the windshield of one I unsuccessfully loved, my pocket watch, and the tub of sweet grease I used to groom my terrible hair. I've often sought asylum, remained unseduced by food, planted a kiss on the wall by the landing, where the turn in the stairs is called the coffin corner. I'm nothing if not cheerfully morbid, or so my friends claim. Call upon me if you need contact with that breezy, self-conscious type of turmoil that chases its tail all day, forming little whirlwinds.
Now, Kathy, we often get asked this question about a poem. How autobiographical is that? Is she indeed, Amy Gerstler, a needle-nosed scribbler, do you think?
Well, no. What she's writing here is what she calls fake autobiographies. She's reacting against that whole outpouring of confessional poetry and our reveal-all talk show culture. Still, though, it's funny because in this fake autobiography, you do get a portrait of her, a picture, by the sounds she uses, the quirky images, and the figures of speech. Fictions can also tell us the truth.
In a way, yes. And the next poem?
The next poem is called Modern Madonnas. It's a litany, a list poem written in the form of a prayer. Gerstler was raised Jewish, but she's always been obsessed with Catholicism. And here she's juxtaposing the image of the Madonna, the sacred image, with the hard-edged language of modern affliction.
Modern Madonnas. Our Lady of Immunology. Madonna of Feline Leukemia. Our Lady of Unpaid Anesthesiologist Bills. Virgin of Earthquakes on the 40th floor. Our Lady of Diabetic Blindness. Madonna of Drudgery. Our Lady of Deadpan. Our Lady of Drive-By Shootings. Madonna of Laboratory Animals. Virgin of the Safety Deposit Box. Our Lady of the Sales Pitch. Heavy-lidded Madonna of Thorazine. Virgin of Planetary Tensions. Personal Virgin of Stainless Steel. Madonna of the Iron Lung, Madonna of the Stock Market, Our Lady of the Statewide Blackout, Madonna of Radiation Sickness, Madonna of Carbon Monoxide, Our Lady of Genetic Mutation, Virgin of Ether, Madonna of Nitroglycerin, Virgin of Medical Ethics, Our Lady of Instant Cremation, Our Lady of Concentration Camps, Madonna of Poisoned Aspirin, Our Lady of the Sniper at the Elementary School, Virgin of the Dwindling Emergency Rooms, Madonna of the Negative Horizon, Madonna of Technology, Madonna of the Mass Media, Our Lady's Machine Museum, Virgin of the Revelation of Identity, Madonna of the Double Blind Study, Our Lady of AZT, Our Lady of Psychoanalysis, Virgin of the Computer-Engineered Tax Evasion, Madonna of the Synchronized Soundtrack, Madonna of Autonomy, Our Lady of Dianetics, Our Lady of the Stalled Escalator, Virgin of Food Irradiation, Virgin of Chemically Induced Birth Defects, Madonna of the Wildcat Strike, Our Lady of Cigarette Advertising, Our Lady of Twilight Sleep, Madonna of Suits Made by Some Poor Slob in Hong Kong, Virgin of the Extra Y Chromosome, Madonna of Fossil Fuels, Madonna of Gridlock, Virgin of the Complete Blood Transfusion, Virgin of Sudden Infant Death Syndrome, Our Lady of Organ Transplants, Our Lady of the Power Lunch, Madonna of After Hours Clubs, Madonna of the Oil Glut, Our Lady of Talk Radio, Madonna of the Gallup Poll, Madonna of Muzak and Call Waiting, Our Lady of Sexual Harassment, Madonna of the Glib Interviewer, Our Lady of the Temporal Lobe, Madonna of the Caste System, Our Lady of Unpaid Sick Leave, Madonna of Infinite Echolalia.
Well, that is a sort of depressing litany of a century there. Is most of her work sort of down as opposed to having some bright points? What do you think?
Well, no, I think her poems span a wide emotional range. And this poem, even though it's very depressing, it's kind of comforting in a way, like being rocked in a rocking chair through the repetition. So we are forced to listen and we don't turn away or start sobbing. Just as new poems always have to be written to match a certain age, Amy Gerstler seems to be telling us that we need new prayers and even new gods.
Thanks, Kathy. Kathy Bowman talking about Los Angeles poet Amy Gerstler, whose latest book is called Nerve Storm. Kathy Bowman teaches poetry at Indiana University in Bloomington.